On the outside, I was looking in when I will I be more than I've always been. Cause I'm tap, tap, tapping on the glass. Women through a window, trying to speak, but nobody can hear. So I went around for an answer to appear while I'm watch, watch, watching people pass.
Oh my God. It's a great musical, Dear Evan Hansen. I listened to the music a lot before I saw the show. And of course, it's about a kid that doesn't fit in. A kid with no friends. And I was the opposite of this as a kid. Loads of friends, most popular kid in the school. I don't say this to brag. That'll be like bragging about your GCSE results. 9 A's though, can you believe that? And that's 9 A's, fucking incredible, right? Sleep with me. So yeah, nine GCSEs, grade A. As I say, not bragging about it. It would be weird to brag about something that happened at school. That would be ridiculous, wouldn't it? But as I say, still impressive. It just happened that I was into like loads of things equally. I was into arts and music and theatre and comedy and sport. I was into everything. So I had friends across the board, you know. I've never had more actual friends than I did back then. I peaked early. No one hated me. People hate me now. It's hard to believe. Hard to believe. But it's a weird feeling, right? Being hated, because as an adult, I don't give a fuck. I have enough friends. But as a kid, it takes me back to school and people who were unpopular, you know, and like Evan Hansen, you know, poor kids. And I knew this at the time, I was very aware. Being the most popular kid in school with 9 GCSEs, sleep with me. I know, right, amazing. I was very aware of the unpopular kids, you know, but I was a teenager, I didn't know what to do. So I forged a plan, right? I was gonna talk with a really unpopular kid in a year. He was unpopular for 5 reasons. The 5 reasons that kids were unpopular back then. He was overweight, his skin wasn't white, he was boring, overly studious, and he was into Dungeons and Dragons. They were the 5 reasons, weren't they? So the plan was to befriend this kid, get friends with him, and try to help him to be more popular. I cared about him. It came from a good place, right? You know, it's hard but not impossible to become friends with someone that in normal circumstances you wouldn't be, you know, because you have enough friends, you know, as I say, or you aren't that kind of person. So one day I thought, today's the day, you know, today's the day. Step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. I'm going to befriend this kid. And I saw him across the playground, on his own, where he always was, eating a packet of crisps. And I went up to him, I said, hello. And he said, what? And I bottled it. I said, oh, it doesn't matter. And you know what? I think about that moment every single day of my, virtually every single day of my life. And I don't even know what I think about it. Well, I do really. And I guess every day, I learn from this moment. Because even if it seems wrong, if it's in your heart and it's coming from a good place, say it, do it. Because we're all waving through a window, aren't we? Wanting to be found. Even kids with 9 GCSEs. Certainly when they realise. GCSEs mean absolutely nothing. Lots of love to you.